Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have the Two Rivers Activity Center Facilities Manager joining us, Amy Walters. And Amy, welcome back to our show.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, thank you again for joining us. Always track, always happening, always hopping. And it's summertime, so you guys are very, very busy with these different courses, swim lessons, and all these summer programs, which we're going to get to. But the big event that we want to highlight today right now is this 5K that's coming up during Buffalo Days. And this has grown for you guys, right?
It has, yeah. Right. Yep. So this will be our third 5K now. So our first one was before we even had the doors open. and, you know, as just a way to promote track and get folks starting to think about it and talk about it. And So we've continued the 5K. We start at track, and then we run our event, run, walk, whatever, you know, folks want to do.
Yeah.
And it's not just the 5K. So, You know, we bring our spin bikes out and we do cycle classes in the parking lot, and we've got Pound and Zumba and you know, just give folks a fun kind of taste of what we have going on at track. And then we wrap it all up in time for folks to get downtown with a float in the parade. And then we do the parade with our Learning Center kiddos. So they spend the week leading up to it, building the float.
Awesome.
And so it's just, for us, it's just a fun community event. But most importantly, and folks may not understand or realize that we use that event to fundraise to support our community-based membership assistance program. And our membership assistance program, which is our scholarship program, is used to support individuals and families in our community that wouldn't otherwise be able to afford a membership at track.
Right, right.
So that's a program that in itself has also grown. In 2017, I believe our first quarter was around $3,000 worth of scholarships supported. And we just did a review early this week, and our requests are now totaling over $6,000. Wow. So, which that's great. You know, community is more aware of the scholarship program. We've got our school counselors and folks like that in the community that are aware of the program and referring people to it,
right,
which is wonderful. But now we need to step up our fundraising efforts to support the program.
For sure. And we don't want people to be discouraged, you know, by attending track by cost. Like that's
exactly.
This whole reason is to get these people involved and individuals who may not otherwise be able to pay for that. So very, very important that you get involved, not just with this 5K, but they can help other ways as well, right?
Right. Yep. So within, you know, kind of our structure of support for the scholarship program, we have an opportunity called Roundup, which when individuals purchase a membership or if they already have a membership, they can just come to the front desk and say that they want to participate in Roundup.
Yeah.
And basically what that does is round up their monthly automatic withdrawal to whatever amount they would want. So if they want to add $5, if they want to make it an even, you know, whatever it might be, they just let us know. And then that automatically comes off each month.
Super
and
easy.
It goes, right. You don't have to think about it. It's one time, you know, you let us know and then we just pull that out monthly. They can make out just a one-time contribution to the scholarship fund. Any of those things, you know, we have some folks that come in and say, you know, I really want to support one youth membership. What would one youth membership for a year cost?
Yeah.
And then they'll do that. So we're just really wanting to get the word out. You know, we want everyone to come and have fun with us on at the 5K, which is Saturday of Buffalo Days, which is July 27th.
Yes, that sounds right.
Yep. So we'll start bright and early, but we'll have events and activities going on that morning. So like I said, for those folks that maybe aren't the 5K crew, which it is all fitness levels. So we have folks that, you know, are marathon runners and they'll come and they'll run that 5K.
Yeah.
But then we also have, you know, the social walkers and, you know, folks on with their strollers and, you know, bring the dog, that type of thing. So it's all levels. It's for everyone.
Get active, help the scholarship program. Again, get that on your calendar. The 5K, July 27th. and all those other things. Like Amy said, again, Amy Walters with the True Rivers Activity Center. She is the facilities manager up there. So with that in mind, we're in the full swing of summer here, Amy, and summer programming is also in full swing at track.
It is, yes. And so summer, you know, summer looks very different for us because, you know, from a membership standpoint, yeah, we don't maybe see as many of those regular daily users because those, you know, especially after work, folks are wanting to be outside and experience, you know, the nice months that we do have.
Right.
But what we see then is just a different flow in the facility. You know, we've got 60 plus kids kind of in and out with our learning center, our school age program, our preschool program. And so that brings a whole nother level of energy.
Yeah.
And we do still have some openings in that learning center programs and day camp, week camps. So yeah, folks can register if they're interested. We also, we're just wrapping up our second week of swim lessons. And so last week we had 71 kiddos in swim lessons. This week we had 72 kiddos. So lots of new faces this week too. So we're not seeing the same group of kids. And yeah, we'll continue to offer those swim lessons weekly throughout the summer. So if folks haven't gotten a chance to sign up for swim lessons, go out, take a look at our website. Yes. Under aquatic programs. It has the listing of all the different levels and the times that they're offered. So like I said, we're just through our second week, and it looks to me like we have five weeks coming up of lessons.
Okay.
Throughout the summer. So, and I did actually just get a question yesterday about, well, are you only doing swim lessons in the summer? No, we do swim lessons throughout the year. Yes. So if summer doesn't work for you, or you'd prefer maybe, you know, fall, winter timeframe. Mm-hmm. We just don't publish those dates because it really depends on our instructor availability,
right,
how many sessions we can offer at any time and what that looks like.
So. Awesome. Very good. Yeah. And again, a quick reminder too, if there's a course that's filled up, please still apply for it so that way you can adjust accordingly how you
need
to.
Yeah, right? We just made phone calls yesterday for folks that were on a waiting list because we were able to open up another class because we had another instructor. So, yep, let us know and we'll do our best to meet everyone's needs.
Perfect. And now, Amy, another new program, Smart Track. You want to tell us a little bit more about that
one too? So Smart Track is one of those things that, you know, as we look and see how the facility is being used, we notice that we've got lots of kids coming and maybe not a whole lot of direction when they're there. And so wanting to provide a real meaningful experience for them. So Smart Track is for ages 9 through 14. It's Tuesdays and Thursdays from 1 to 3.
Okay.
The program is $20, and it's $20 if you're a member or not a member. It doesn't matter. We just want kids to come and be active with us throughout the summer. So SMART stands for Strength, Mindset, Agility, Responsibility, and Teamwork. So it's 2 hours of games and physical activity and talking about leadership and how to be a good teammate and doing some things like that. And the kids have been having a great time. And awesome. It, you know, we just started on Tuesday. And so from Tuesday to Thursday, we had, you know, 3 more kids join the group. And so we're really hoping that, you know, folks take advantage of that really great deal. I know I have a kiddo in that age group and he's been attending. And it's a great way to get them away from the TV.
Right, away from the TV, and, out of the house.
Yep, out of the house, being busy. So, and it, you know, we tried to time it around the lunch hour so parents could maybe run home, grab the kids, drop them off with us and
awesome.
Spend some time being physically active.
Perfect. So get signed up for that if you're interested in that. Again, Tuesdays and Thursdays, like Amy said. And then this really cool team up with the high school or with the Jamestown Public Schools, this literacy camp. And this is also very fun.
It is. Yep. So Jamestown Public Schools received a literacy grant called Striving Readers. And we've partnered with them to reach out to birth to age 5.
Okay.
And so what we're doing is we're hosting literacy camps. So we have one of our preschool teachers is leading the camp, and it's really targeted towards families and how to create a literacy rich environment at home so that when those littles are ready to go to school. They have that environment and the kind of the foundation they need to succeed once they do get to school.
Yeah.
So we offer it every Thursday from 3 to 4, and it's a totally free program. They come in, we do a story time. Kiddos break off from moms and dads, and the kiddos do an activity. Mom and dads learn about that literacy-rich environment and those things that they can do as parents. The kids go have some fun and make some type of a art or a craft or do an activity as well.
Yeah.
And then they get back together for a snack. And then at 4 o'clock after the camp's over, there's free access to the facility.
Cool.
So families can come then and stay and play with us. Pool opens up at 4. So it's a great opportunity. That's really cool. If you haven't been to track, if you're not a member, come and participate in the family literacy camp and then hang out for the rest of the day and play. So
do they have to register for that literacy camp?
There's no pre-register. It's just you show up. When you come in, you check in with your name. We're just keeping track of who and how many are coming.
Right.
They leave with a book every week and some tips and tricks to take. And then hopefully everyone's, you know, super exhausted by the time they get home and ready for a good night's sleep. But again, that's every Thursday. We break them apart into infant and toddler one Thursday and preschool, so 3 to 5 year olds another Thursday.
Got it. Okay.
So it goes every other. Feel free to look out at our Facebook page or on our website for that schedule. And we just invite everyone to come and attend.
So again, Amy Walters, track facilities manager, so many things going on at track. It may be hard to keep track of it all, but you guys have a lot of ways they can contact you. A lot of places they can go to get that information, right?
Right. Yep. So, you know, kind of our diehards are the website. Go out there. Under programs is where you'll really find a lot of the things I've talked about today.
Yes.
The website is trackjamestown.com. So TRAC. Jamestown.com. And you can learn more there. Also, you can follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram. That's where we put a lot of those daily things if we have changes in schedules or new programs.
Right.
So follow us, like us, then you'll see what we're up to.
Yes.
Then you can always just give us a call too. Our number is 952-TRACK or 952-8722.
8722. Perfect. So get involved, get active this summer. All these different things happening at the Two Rivers Activity Center. Amy, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.